550 KTRS, and that is the music that means we span the globe for stories wacky enough to qualify as knuckleheads. In the news, we begin in Springtown, Texas, where Chris Moore called 911 to report that he was out in the country somewhere and some guy had a gun and was going to shoot him. Well, the cops showed up pretty quickly and found Moore in his pickup truck. A man named James Giro and his stepson were blocking his way and pointing a gun at him. After defusing the situation, the cops discovered that Moore had broken into Giro's house around midnight, and when Giro woke up and found him, he chased Moore outside with a pistol. His stepson grabbed the keys to Moore's truck, and that's when Moore said, "This is not good." And the burglar called 911 for help. Cops did help, taking him to jail and booking him on burglary charges. Now we go to New Orleans, where there's a place called Quickies Convenience Store. Not Quick Trip, but Quickies Convenience Store. They charge $5 to park in their lot if you don't buy something in the store. And they've had a lot of trouble with people not paying the fee. So Quickies has been booting some vehicles. But sometimes they do it a little bit too quickly at Quickies. For instance, in September, there was a woman who was a private investigator. She pulled up in front of Quickies and then went into the back of her van to secure her equipment and noticed the van was shaking. She gets out and sees a guy booting the van. She says, "What are you doing? I'm not illegally parked." And the guy said, "Yes, you are. You didn't pay the fee." And she said, "I haven't even gotten out of the van yet. How can I pay the fee?" Meanwhile, the boot is on and he gives her a piece of paper, tells her it's going to cost $120 to get the boot off. And no, they don't take checks.
Wow.
So she has to call the office. Somebody has to come with cash. And then they finally take the boot off. There have been other complaints about Quickies boots, but they crossed the line this week when somebody called 911 to report a man in trouble inside Quickies. And EMTs showed up and went into the store and worked on the guy. And meanwhile, the Quickies parking lot attendant was booting the ambulance. When the story got back to the store owner, he said the guy that did that, he's from another country. He doesn't even know what an ambulance looks like. Now, that is not a good answer as far as I'm concerned.
No.
Doesn't know what an ambulance looks like. Really, the whole flashing lights thing didn't tip him off. That guy, by the way, has been fired. But Quickies has continued to boot other vehicles in their lot since then. Then we go to our story from an Egypt Air flight this week that was on its way from Cairo to Kuwait, had to make an emergency landing in the Egyptian resort town of Al Gardaka. Reason? Snake on the plane.
Uh-oh.
No, the pilot was not Samuel L. Jackson. But the passenger responsible for this is a guy who owns a reptile store in Kuwait who had hidden an Egyptian cobra in his carry-on bag. And the snake had wriggled out of the bag and had bitten the passenger's hand before it started slithering under the seats towards other passengers. The guy who was bit refused medical treatment, claiming his wound was only superficial. But the plane landed and was emptied until it could be searched and cleared and then went on its way without him. And by the way, the Egyptian cobra's venom is so deadly, it can kill a full-grown elephant in 3 hours or an adult male human in 15 minutes. Somehow, this guy survived.
Wow.
And we finish in Massachusetts with the story of a guy named Frankie Porty, who's had his conviction upheld by the Massachusetts Appeals Court. Here's the story. Frankie was riding in the back of a car when it was pulled over by the cops. Frankie has a whole bunch of outstanding probation warrants, and he was worried that the cops would find out about them. So when the state trooper noticed that Frankie wasn't wearing a seatbelt, which is a violation of the law, the cop said, "Can I have your name and your date of birth, sir?" Frankie doesn't want to tell him, "My name is Frankie Porty, and I was born on January 28th, 1983. So he says, "Oh, my name is Daniel Atkins, and I was born on July 28th, 1983. Well, the pass went on the cop, huh? Cop says, okay, takes the name, takes the date, goes and checks in the computer. Turns out there's an active arrest warrant for a guy named Daniel Atkins, born on July 28, 1983. Go! Same physical description as Frankie Porty. No, it wasn't his alias, but an amazing coincidence.
Wow.
They took Frankie in. He finally admitted who he was. Oh, well, when I say took him in, what I really mean is Frankie knocked the trooper down and tried to run away. The trooper got up and tackled Frankie and arrested him. And, well, long story short, Frankie ended up with 4 years in prison. As for Daniel Atkins? We have no idea where he is. But we know he ain't Frankie Porty. And those are your knuckleheads in the news for today from the Big 550 KTRS.